Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes.
Now.
Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is not Emerson. I'm Maxwell Gilly, and this is going to be a little bit of a different show, as Emerson is in Houston this week. So it'll be me hosting the show as I guess, the third string quarterback. We do have a guest on the line. That means you can't call in today. But before we get to our guest, we have a new producer in the studio. So, Cooper.
Okay.
Good
hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
And for those who may not listen to WBDG on a regular basis, tell us a little bit about yourself. So, like, where do you go to high school? What grade you're in? What shows do you host? Things like that.
All right. Well, I'm a Brownsburg student currently in Area 31. I host a lot of shows with you, like
yeah.
Stick in the News. I'm frequently on the Salt and Pepper Diner now, apparently. We do have a morning show called Off the Rails that is on Mondays and Thursdays until Accelerator the 90.9 comes back.
Yep, some great shows there, and Emerson always wants to know. So, do you have any weekend plans?
I do not, actually. I just plan on having a really chill weekend.
That's good. We all need that one day. So, those who are around the community, if you don't have any plans and you want something to do, we have something we like to call
the Big Board.
All right. Coming up is Thanksgiving break from November 24th to November 26th. There will be no school for Ben Davis. You can listen to our podcast on audioboom.com. Search WBDG FM, also on Spotify and other services. Boys basketball, Fishers at Ben Davis, November 23rd at 7:30 p.m. The girls basketball, Fishers Classic, at 12 o'clock noon of November 6th.
That's tomorrow.
That is. Versus Hamilton Southeastern. You can listen to our social media on WBDG Indie, except for TikTok at Giant 90.9. We have some new stuff posted there, so you can go ahead and check it out.
Should.
Football, we have Ben Davis at Tech on Friday at 7 p.m. The pregame's at 6:15 if you want to go ahead and listen in. The sectional championship, and as we have right now, School Talk, Fridays at 7:30 a.m. Replays at Sunday at 2 p.m.
And that is what we call the... That's where we push the button. It's fine. All yeah. Right, we have a guest on the line. We are joined by the Vice President of Marketing at InvestEd. He is Mr. Bill Wozniak. Bill, do we have you?
I hope so. I'm here.
We got you, man. Good morning.
Good morning to you guys. Good morning. Good morning.
All right. So we have a tradition on School Talk. It is to ask the guest, where did they go to high school and where did they go to high school? In college, excuse me. So where did you go to high school and where did you go to college?
I went to high school in a little town called Cheektowaga, New York, at a high school called Maryvale High School, and that's a suburb of Buffalo. And I went to college at Syracuse University in Syracuse, New York.
Nice. That's a good one there. So how did you get in Indiana?
So after going to Syracuse for broadcast journalism and communications, I worked in radio and different things like that for many years, and also ran some miniature golf courses for a while. And about 20 years ago, I was asked by the head of a not-for-profit entity here in Indiana if I wanted to come and help some students across the state get additional education after high school, help them in all sorts of different ways. And I said, yes. And 20 years later, I'm still here in Indiana. This is where my home is, and I'm very, very happy and thrilled to be here. But that's how I got to Indiana.
All right, and now you're the vice president of InvestEd. So for those who may not know, what's InvestEd?
So InvestEd is that entity. It's a not-for-profit. It's actually been around for over 40 years. And as a not-for-profit, the mission has been how to help students in Indiana get additional education beyond high school with the least amount of student loan debt. And so there's all sorts of things that go into fulfilling that mission. But one of those things is to help students at high schools, teach them about the whole financial aid process and how to find grants and scholarships and things like that. But the gateway to all that is the FAFSA, and that's what ties us to College Goal Sunday and all of that aspect of it, because the FAFSA is so important, and that's the connection point.
And for those who may not know, what exactly is the FAFSA?
So if you are, especially if you're a senior in high school, as of October 1 of your senior year of high school, there's this form called the FAFSA. And basically, it's the most important form if you want any type of free money, grants and scholarships and things like that, to pay for college or your education next year after you graduate from high school. And so if you don't file that FAFSA form, you're going to miss out on grants and scholarships and what we, you know, often refer to as the free money for education. And so we want to make sure that you get that FAFSA form filed so that wherever you end up going to school, maybe you know where you're going to go, maybe you don't, wherever you go, you're then in position and eligible for whatever those grants and scholarships are.
All right. And you guys have a service that's very helpful for filing the FAFSA. It's called College Goal Sunday. So I guess the question is, what does a typical College Goal Sunday event look like for parents?
That's a great question. So not 40 years ago, but almost 35 years ago, here in Indiana, an entity called ISFA, all sorts of acronyms this morning, ISFA, the Indiana Student Financial Aid Association, which is a long name for all the people that work at the colleges that help the students that are trying to figure out how to pay for college. They got together and they said, hey, let's have an event. Let's have a day where we help all the Hoosier families file this form. So they got together and they said, all right, we'll call this thing College Goal Sunday. And so for 2 hours and now at 38 locations across the state, we will help families file this FAFSA. So what people do is they go to one of these 38 locations. It starts at 2 o'clock local time, and the students and the family show up at 2 o'clock, and we have computer labs all set up. And so experts from the colleges are there. The computer labs are all set up, and then the students show up, and they sit down at a computer, they log into the FAFSA, and they fill out their FAFSA. And when they get to any of the questions that, you know, might be a little confusing or the family is not exactly sure what the question's asking for, the expert from ISFA is standing right there. They give them the answer, the family gets the form filed, and the student's in position and all ready to go.
This seems like a great thing. So what high schools in and around Central Indiana do you know of that are offering this for Ben Davis parents?
So we have anybody's welcome to go to any location, of course, across the state. The six, we have six Indianapolis locations. We have the Center for Leadership Development on Dr. Martin Luther King Street. We have Beech Grove High School. We have Arsenal Tech High School. We have George Washington High School. We are also at the Ivy Tech Community College on Fall Creek, and then Lawrence North High School as well. But those are the six main Indianapolis area locations, and everyone is welcome everywhere, and we want families to go and get this form filed.
And what's the things that people need to bring to these events?
So the real, real short answer is the things that you would use, the things that you used for your 2020 taxes. And this is a part that sometimes families get a little confused about, or we get a lot of calls about. It's the items used for the 2020 year taxes. And people sometimes say, yeah, but the student is going to school in 2022. We understand that. But right now, for seniors in high school that are filing the FAFSA, we're using the 2020 tax information, which is the stuff that parents and some students filed earlier this year, okay? And that's like W-2 forms, other records about like income, you know, some pay information, things like that. Those are the most important parts. A family can bring their 2020 federal tax return because our experts can sort of pick through it a little bit, and it's better to have a little more information, but we're really working off the 2020 tax information that most families filed early in 2021.
And for the FAFSA, is it just for high school students, or can we have college kids or, you know, adults getting into college later in life try and file it?
No, that's a great question. So this is an annual form, and we spend a lot of our time reaching out to and talking with high school seniors because they've never filed it, and many of the parents haven't filed it or, you know, gone through this process. So we spend a lot of time with the high school seniors so that they know to file it, and then they get it filed. And then once you're in college, you keep filing it. It's an annual form, but the great thing there is once people have filed it, they're aware of it, they know of it, they get some notifications. But great question. You keep filing it as a freshman in college and a sophomore in college and stuff like that. You keep filing it every year after senior year in high school. You keep on going, yeah.
And is this just for, you know, four-year colleges, or is this also for technical schools and other types of colleges?
Great question. It's for a lot of different, and what happens is it's definitely for colleges. It's definitely for the two-year and the four-year and the technical. And you can check if you know the school that you're going to. You can check and see, you know, what paperwork they want you to fill out, and you can make sure what exactly to get done so you don't miss out on anything that they want filed. But it's not just for colleges. And what happens is sometimes a student thinks they're going to go to a particular place or a particular education provider, and they're sure that's what they're going to do. And then maybe they skip filing the FAFSA, and then come next April or May or June or whatever next year, they're like, oh, you know what? I'm gonna go to this school. I'm going to go to this college. I'm going to go here. They make a change. It happens all the time. And they didn't file the FAFSA because maybe the education provider they were looking at didn't need it or didn't want it. And then it's too late. They've missed the state filing deadline. They're not eligible. And then they feel bad because they didn't get it filed. So, first of all, it's almost for all schools. That's a safe answer right there. But even if where you're planning on going doesn't ask for it, you may find out later on you're going somewhere else that did need it, and so we want you to get it filed anyway, so you're covered either way.
So then you would recommend kids who are maybe on the fence about continuing their education to file the FAFSA?
Absolutely, because one of the big deadlines, there's a bunch of different deadlines in financial aid, and one of the big ones is April 15th, and that's the Indiana deadline for filing the FAFSA to be eligible for the generous state of Indiana financial aid. And so if you miss April 15, you're not eligible for that aid. So if somebody didn't file the FAFSA and they then decide in May or June they're going to go to school, well, they've missed that deadline. The safer move is to get it filed, get it done. If you then end up going to one of those few places that doesn't need it or want it, or you know, don't end up switching to a place that does, you have it filed, It's done. You are eligible, and you're in control. You put yourself in the best possible position. And then if you don't need it or use it, so be it. But make sure you get it done ahead of time so you don't miss that April 15th date deadline for having it filed.
And if a parent or really kid can't attend any of these school events, is there any other ways they can get help filing the FAFSA?
Absolutely. If you go, so the website for College Goal Sunday is collegegoalsunday.org. That's collegegoalsunday.org. And we really, really want to see you there on Sunday. We want you to come to the event because the experts are standing right there. You're sitting at the computer, and that's the fastest, easiest way to just get it done. The expert can look over your shoulder if you want them to, and you're going to get it filed, and they're right there, and it's wonderful. But if you can't and you go to collegegoalsunday.org, it'll say there how you can contact us after that. And, of course, we're going to help you because we never, ever want any Hoosier to not get the help that they need. So if you go to collegegoalsunday.org after the event, we will help you. It's just a little slower process, and, you know, it's just a little clunky sometimes compared to College Goal Sunday. But I'm really glad you asked that. We will help people after the event for sure. It just sometimes takes a little longer, it's a little slower, and we don't want anybody to take more time doing this than they absolutely need to.
And I saw on the website, they talk about 21st century scholars, so how can they benefit from College Goal Sunday?
Oh my goodness, I'm so glad you asked that. Okay, so 21st century scholars is this amazing program here in Indiana. It's helped so many students for decades. And one of the biggest things with 21st century scholars is they have to file the FAFSA by that April 15 deadline we talked about. So you have this very generous grant program. And if the student files by April 15th, and there's a couple other things that the scholars coordinators let students know that they have to do. But if they file by April 15th and they get that done, then they're in position, they're all set, and they have that grant. There are times, and I hate to say this, there are times when 21st century scholars students don't file the FAFSA by the deadline, and they miss out on their eligibility for that grant money, and that can mean a whole lot of extra cost that just doesn't need to be there if they simply filed that FAFSA before April 15th. So we recommend it for everybody. We want everybody to be in position. But for 21st century scholar students, above all else, they have to get that FAFSA filed, get that FAFSA filed no matter what. And let's get it done now on Sunday, get it off the checklist. But for that group, it is more important than anyone. Thank you for asking.
And I see something here. Do you guys have a scholarship available?
Oh, my goodness. So on top of everything else, right, free help, getting all this scholarship and grant money and being in position and friendly people and a good time and all of that, we have five $1,000 scholarships that we give away at College Goal Sunday. So if you come to College Goal Sunday and you file your FAFSA at College Goal Sunday, you get entered into a drawing. And so we do a drawing from everybody who filed their FAFSA at College Goal Sunday. And five people each event win a $1,000 scholarship. So as if filing the FAFSA and all that wasn't enough, you then get put into a drawing for one of five $1,000 scholarships, and we give those away. And so it really is wonderful when we contact the five winners each event, and we let them know that they won a $1,000 scholarship. So then on top of everything else and the other aid that they get and all that, we work directly with their school. They let us know what school they're going to. And then ISFA, the Financial Aid Association that I was talking about earlier, they send a $1,000 check to that school on behalf of that student. And whatever their bill is, whatever their cost is, it goes down by $1,000. It's really good, yes.
And we talked about this earlier. You work for InvestEd. I know they do College Goal Sunday. Do they do anything else to help students?
So, yeah. So InvestEd, which is my day job, although College Bowl Sunday takes up most of my time for a part of the year. So InvestEd, the not-for-profit we were talking about. So InvestEd, just like all the amazing colleges and schools across the state, is just a volunteer at College Bowl Sunday. I'm the co-chair of College Bowl Sunday, but we're just volunteers. We're just foot soldiers for ISPA in this. But yes, my day job, which is what got us connected up with ISPA and got us connected up with College Bowl Sunday, we help students and families throughout the year with their questions and all these types of things, you know, paying for college and all that, because on College Bowl Sunday and around College Bowl Sunday, College Bowl Sunday is the big focus, and it's Indiana's largest FAFSA filing event. But we do know that, you know, on a random Tuesday in December, you know, families have questions. And so we go to schools, and Ben Davis is one of the schools that we go to, and we work with the counselors so that throughout the year at different times, people have access to help and answers for their questions. And we're really happy to do that because this is such an important topic.
And I know you said this is a nonprofit, but is there any way people can, like, you know, maybe donate money to help?
No, there's okay. No. Thank you.
Sometimes
so much.
They have it. So you never know.
No, that's wonderful. No, you know, if people have the extra cash and all that, give to a student scholarship fund. You know, some of these community scholarships are so wonderful because they help the students right at the particular school right in the local community. And when people, you know, even a little bit makes such a difference. And we, because we get to travel the whole state, we get to hear about some of these things. And when families and the local school and the local community are able to raise a few bucks, you know, $100 here, $200 here, it goes a long, long way to helping those students. But yeah, if somebody has loose change in their pockets or whatever, work on a local scholarship for the students. And thank you for asking, though. Thank you.
And so you've said this is for all students, so there's no, like, I guess, background or grades or anything that will determine that they can get help?
So the help anytime for any student with questions about going for education, paying for college, all those types of things, the wonderful folks at ISPA always want to help and are always available to help. So if somebody showed up at College Bowl Sunday and said, hey, I know the experts are all gathered here and I would like to ask a question, oh my goodness, the experts would be more than happy to help. On College Bowl Sunday is the one time where the computers are set up, the experts are sitting by computers. And so this is mainly for seniors in high school and beyond, right? Those that are in college already and want to keep filing their FAFSA and need help, that's great too. If you're not a senior yet in high school, let's say you're a junior, sophomore, you're absolutely welcome to come, ask a question, reach out to us on the website, all those wonderful things. That's completely welcome. But College Bowl Sunday itself is mainly a FAFSA filing event, but if you had a question, nobody would ever leave you stranded without an answer.
And what is some of the most common questions that are asked?
The biggest questions are what taxes, what income information, what taxes, which ones am I working off of? That is a very common question. And then a very common question is, if there was a case of divorce, which parent files the FAFSA with the student? And that's a very common question that we get. What information do I use? What income information? Which taxes? Which parent, if there's a case of divorce, files the FAFSA with the student? Are the most common. There's so many, but those are the most common.
And I looked at College Goal Sunday, the website, collegegoalsunday.org, and it says there's a second event. So when is that?
Well, on November 8th, we start talking about our second event. We don't usually talk about it until Monday. But since you brought it up, we will talk about it. Because the reason we don't is we want people to attend the event on Sunday and not put off filing the FAFSA. But you are correct. On February 27th, into the new year, on February 27th, we will have another College Goal Sunday. And we added this this fall event a few years back because the FAFSA opens on October 1. In the old days, it used to open on January 1, but they pushed it up a little earlier. It opened on October 1, so we want to make sure that we are available to families right near the beginning, the opening of the FAFSA. But then, like we talked about earlier, sometimes students and families make a decision later in the year, and so we don't want them left out. And so, yes, the second College Goal Sunday event this year, this school year, will be on February 27th. But if you're thinking of going to college, come on Sunday and get the FAFSA filed.
All right, you heard the man. Make sure you go to the November one. Don't put it off till February. So if anyone wants to contact you, where can they contact you at to get really anything, like more information?
Absolutely. So if they go to College Goal Sunday, we'll give two ways here. So if they go to collegegoalsunday.org, if they go to collegegoalsunday.org, there will be an email address, you know, right there. There will be an email address right there, and they just go and click on that email, and then they can send a quick note, and one of our wonderful volunteers will get them any answer they need. But then let's give another phone number as well, 317-715-9002. And that's a direct number to be able to get a hold of me, 317-715-9002. And we're going to get a lot of emails and phone calls and all that this weekend. So me or one of the wonderful ISPA volunteers will get back in touch with you and get you any answer you need.
All right. Thank you so much for calling into the show, Bill. It's always an honor.
We can't thank you enough. We appreciate you guys so much. Awesome show, and I think Emerson's going to be proud.
He will be. All right. Again, did we miss anything? Is there anything else you want to add?
No. This is just, please, College Goal Sunday. Don't hesitate. If you want to contact us with a question, you have the email, or give a call, or show up at one of the locations. CollegeGoalSunday.org has all the information, and we're really friendly people, and we want to see you on Sunday.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you so much.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Bill Wozniak was our guest. Great show. All right. Hey, if you ever need filing the FAFSA, he's the one to go to. And, well, we're going to be almost out of here as soon as we started. We miss you, Emerson. We wish you would come back. So, to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Copy our man Cooper. Copy me. Copy Bill Wozniak. Listen to him. File the FAFSA. We need more people to be doing that. And copy the cat who's wearing the mask. We are tired of them, but we need you to keep wearing your mask. Also, Emerson wants to remind you to pull up your pants. He can't stand sagging. No one wants to be seeing any of that. It's not a cool look. It looks dumb. You look dumb when you have your pants pulled down. Pull them up. Wear a belt. I can't stand sagging either. It's annoying. Next week, we'll have the JROTC program here with Emerson. Yay, Emerson's going to be back in studio, so you're not going to want to miss any of that. Now, the views expressed on School Talk are not necessarily the views of the Embassy of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or Giant 90.9. They're just the views of me and my guests. We'll see you next week on School Talk.